Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever you wanna do, I like that, but just do it.
That's right, y'all. Let's just do it. Alisa Leta Lopez, rest in peace, always and forever. Miss Desire, what's going on with you?
Well, I slept great. I'm feeling good. It's Monday. I'm pumped up because I'm here with you live on you know, this radio station that I still can't believe that I'm a part of. It's just so amazing. I'm grateful every day to be a part of it again. And I thank you every day that, you know, that making me welcome. It's just such a blessing. So thank you. So how are you?
Well, after all that, I can't help but be great now. Thank you so much. Ashley, I mean, I'm just so happy that you are here. You know, you bring your, you know, you have a very good presence to the show. You bring it to the show. You know, you're real bubbly, you're real sunshiny, and we just love it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, everybody, thank you again for tuning in tonight. Hopefully, you have been tuning in, you know, for the past few weeks. We had, you know, a few good shows. Hopefully, you tuned in last week. We had a very good show last week on, you know, very, very, yes, very debating on that topic. It was very good, actually. And, you know, we try to bring you good debates, good topics, you know, whatever. We try to bring you topics of the world, period. You know, we like to think of ourselves as a show that goes there. You know, some people, there are certain topics that, you know, that goes on every day in our life, but some people, they don't want to talk about it. You know, it's like, oh, you know, we see that, but don't talk about it, don't bring it up. Why not? It's happening. So we're the type of show we're going to bring it up. We're going to debate it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to have a conversation with it. So definitely know that they're keeping it real hot and fresh. So that's definitely what we're going to do. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it hot, and we'll keep it fresh for you. And we're going to talk about any and everything under the sun. If it's happening, why not talk about it?
Exactly.
Dude, don't be ashamed of it.
Because that's the problem nowadays. No one talks about anything, and they keep it inside and either blow up on somebody else or, you know, they just, you know, are afraid to open up and shy, and they need to speak. They need to speak their mind, because if they don't, you know, you have a voice. It needs to be heard, you know, that, you know, one person can make a difference. So don't be afraid to speak your mind, people, seriously.
Exactly. You're right. One person can definitely make a difference. I mean, I know sometimes it may not seem that way, but, yeah, you know, just the voice of one person can touch one person. You know, one person touching one person is a lot. You know, I mean, sometimes you don't have to touch a whole army of people, even though that would be nice. But if you can touch one person out of that army, that means that you said something that, you know, something that really inspired them and made them kind of think. So speaking of inspiring and making people think, how about we go ahead and start making you think for this week with our weekly motivation presented by our girl, no other than Miss Desire. What you got for us this week, Miss Desire?
Well, I am going to talk about not to compare yourself to others today. But before I do that, you just said about the world, and I have something on my wall, and it says, to the world, you may be one person, but to one person, you may be the world. So remember that, people.
Wow.
Okay, so what I wanted to say is that a lot of people compare themselves to their friends, to celebrities. Oh my God, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not thin enough. I don't look good. What's wrong with me? Stop right there. God made you beautiful. God made you handsome, for the guys out there, and didn't forget about you. God made you for who you are. So stop looking at your flaws and look at, you know, what's within and your mind. Because looks isn't everything, baby. Let me tell you something. So listen, we may have insecurities, like I may not like my nose or my hair or how I'm shaped, but you're beautiful just the way you are. And remember that. Don't anyone put you down, because you are beautiful. All of us. All different races, everything, shapes and sizes, you are beautiful. So, if you're feeling insecure about one or two things, how about turning it around and looking what you love most about yourself? Like, you know, I love my eyes, or I love my personality, or I love my hair, or I love, you know, how smart I am. Turn it around. So stop looking at the insecurities and turn around and look at what you love about yourself. Bring that to the table, because no one else is going to have that but you. And remember, you are unique. We all are unique in our own way. And if we were not, we would be boring people. So there's a reason why God made you the way you are. Embrace it. Love yourself. Look in the mirror and say your name and say, I love me. And go on about your day. Put your head up high. And keep on walking, because people are going to realize that girl's smiling for the reason. This guy's smiling for a reason. Be happy and love yourself and don't compare, because no one can give what you give. That's my motivation today.
All right, y'all. There you have it. Motivation for this Monday, the 23rd. There was your motivation by our girl, One Only Desire. And we also want to go ahead and also encourage everybody to go ahead and log into the SSBN chat room that is now open. So if you have any comments or if you just want to listen to the show from the chat room, you can definitely do that. Also, if you want to call in to listen, the number is 646-200-3136. And if you want to talk to us or give us any comments or questions, the same number, which is 646-200-3136, and then hit option 1 to speak to the host, because we'll be more than happy to speak with you. Also, our Facebook page is open, always open for you, so you can definitely hit us up on Facebook with questions and comments as well. So, you know the whole purpose of being here tonight is to debate and commentate on another topic. So, let's get into it, shall we? So, everybody, tonight we're going to be talking about friends. You know, what about your friends? You know, real friends, good friends. You know, basically tonight what we're going to be talking about is about friends is, you know, are there any loyal friends anymore? You know, I'm pretty sure, lovers come and go, but friends are forever. You know, you always hear that little saying, but are friends forever? You know, there's a lot of times whenever we befriend people and, you know, on jobs and, you know, different organizations, you know, wherever we may be, we may click with a certain group of people. But sometimes I think that you can click with people too soon. Not in every instance. Let me give you an example. Like, you know, I have a few friends, I guess you will. Well, like, I have a few people in my life that call me their friends and call me their best friend. So I'm the type of person that I just feel like, you know, if like you meet somebody within a week or two and they're calling you, oh, you're my best friend, I don't believe that. You know, I mean, I hear all the time. You know, I hear all the time. I hear people always calling people my friend, you know, oh, this is my friend, but you haven't really known that person enough for them to really call you a friend. You know, I had for myself, you know, whenever I would meet people, I had got to a point where, you know, I would never call them my friend. I would either call them, you know, an associate or an acquaintance. Even if, you know, maybe we was hanging out, you know, pretty regular or whatever, still I didn't call them a friend, because I just don't feel like that I know you enough to call you a friend. You know, a good example would be, like, I have a friend that I've known him for a year now, and, like, whenever I first met him, you know, we would always, like, just party together. You know, we'd go out of town, party, you know, we'd just have a great time together. And then, you know, I mean, yeah, we have fun together, but were we really friends? Because, see, like, whenever, after a while, you know, after all the fun and games and laughs, you know, he would start to do things like his real self will come out, and then like some things he would do, I was like, why he do that for? You know, and he would start to irritate me, and then, you know, I didn't know how to actually confront him and be like, you know, I don't like this, you know, this isn't cool or whatever, so why are you doing this? But see, but like we couldn't really never have a disagreement, because whenever I would try to let him know how I felt, he would just shut down. He didn't want to hear it. But see, to me, that's not a friend. Okay. You know, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's okay for us to laugh, you know, party, have fun. But then whenever you do something that I don't agree with, you don't want to hear it. Because, see, so that goes to show you that he wasn't really a friend, because to me, friendship is, you know, me and you can fuss, and then after the fuss, our friendship, you know, our bond, our friendship is strong enough to outlast, you know. And then I just see, like, I see a lot of people who call people their friends, you know, because, you go to a club, you go to a bar, you might meet the person beside you, you know, y'all have a few drinks, y'all have a good conversation, you know, you don't know them, y'all exchange numbers, and then you're like, oh, you know, I met this friend last night. But how can you call that person a friend? You just met them at a bar or club last night. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, I mean, I see it all the time. I mean, and then that's why you have, like, so many people, you know, like, oh, well, yeah, I don't like this person no more. And then the reason why is because you really didn't know that person. I mean, you know, people are people. Always remember, people are going to put their best foot forward, okay? They're going to put their best foot forward, you know, just like, you know, we all do. You know what I'm saying? We all put our best foot forward. We don't really show our, you know, I guess our bad sides, or, you know what I'm saying, or our usual self. You know, like whenever we meet people, you know, we're going to put our best foot forward. But I guess my thing for today would be just be careful who you call your friends so quickly. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm going on and on. Did you agree?
No, but you know what? It's like, you know, like last week we had that talk that we can go on and on. This subject, I can go on and on too, because I have so many different stories, but I feel the same way. Like, I know I joke around, like, oh, you know, you're my new BFF, but, you know, like I said, I don't know you, but, like, you know, I feel like a vibe that you and I could be best friends in the future, you know, a year from now.
Yeah.
You know?
Just
because I feel like I could be real with you on air, off air, and tell you how I feel. But, you know, to call someone a friend, that is really hard, because, you know, for me too, I have situations where I know people from high school and junior high school, and they stop talking to me when they have a significant other, whether it be a boyfriend or girlfriend. And then 2 to 4 years later, they call me up and be like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, who's this? And then they're like, hey, remember me? I'm like, oh, because you're single now? And they want to hang out with me. Like, nothing happened. And I'm like, you know what? That's not a friend. And then some people say your friend is someone who either go visit you in jail or is go visit your hospital. But otherwise, that's like your friend. And I feel like, yeah, that's a friend if they do that. But at the same time, I feel like a friend also is someone who, you know, who does, you know, support you, who does have your back. If someone is sick, you know, be there for you. I just feel like, you know, if you speak once a week, you know, and you know each other for years, but you don't always get to hang out because you're in another state. Like, I do have a friend, and she's in California right now. And I do consider her my friend because we met 3 years ago. We didn't always hang out, but we had this connection right away. And, you know, we would talk on the phone. We met at this landmark convention, you know, to be a better self, to, like, to coach yourself to be a better person. And that's how I met her. And because of her, she's so inspiring that more and more we became so close that we were friends, and we are friends, and that's someone who I will always consider a friend, and we don't hang out all the time, and especially since she moved, you know, I mean, we talk, and it's so nice to hear this person, and there's someone that you can, you know, never talk to and talk every 3 to 6 months, but to me, I don't consider that a friend, because I feel like if you're a friend to me, you will call me more, and I will call you more, and I think that nowadays, you know, that people out nowadays, like I said, meet someone at a bar and say they're friends? Hell no, I don't even know you from a hole in the wall. First of all, I'm not a club person or a lounge person, but in the past when I did, I would say, oh, I met a new person. Or, yeah, this is my acquaintance. And Facebook? Are you kidding me? I see people that have, like, is that a call?
Hold on. Yeah, we have a call. I'm sorry. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with Desire and Z4. Our caller, can you hear us?
Yeah, dude, you sound hot. Can I, like, come in your face? Dude, I see you sound hot. Can I come in your face?
Who are you talking to?
To you, bro. I want to fuck in the ass. You down? Can I do your asshole?
Alrighty.
Yeah, we need to cut this phone call off right now.
Real quick. Okay.
Okay, that was the one call for. But anyway, I'm going to see.
Good.
Are you okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now, I was going to say, like, Facebook, they say they have, like, 1,000 friends. That's BS. That's not friends. For me, the friends on my Facebook is who I know. You know, I don't care if it's 10 people, people, 20 people. If you're my friend, it's because I know you and I know you. But to say I have 1,000 friends, no. I have 1,000 acquaintances, and you may have, okay, you may have 900 and maybe 975 friends, and you may have 25 friends, but not acquaintances. Great. Go ahead.
Another call. Caller, keeping it real hot and fresh. You're on the air.
You may have 900 and maybe 975 friends, and you may have 25 friends.
Me? Caller, Paul, can you hear us?
Yes,
caller,
I can hear you.
Rohan, Chris, you're on the air.
Can you turn your radio down? We can't hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, do you have a question or a comment on the topic tonight?
Paul, can you hear us?
What's going on?
I don't know. We lost the caller. But, yeah, so basically...
No, but I was gonna say, like, you can have 975 friends. Is that 975 acquaintances, but you can have 25 friends, so... You know, that's, again, I can go on and on about the subject, too, but it's to call a friend, like you said, you should get to know someone the whole year and 2 years and 3 years. Then you consider someone a friend, so.
Exactly. You know, I have a best friend, and he's really a best friend because we've known each other close to 2 decades. You know, I've known him since I was in sixth grade, but he's definitely a best friend. You know, I've been hearing, like, a lot of people calling people their best friends, and they might have known them for a month. Now, me, personally, I think, whenever you call somebody a best friend, that you really need to know them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like a best friend is somebody that, you know, just somebody that you really trust and you tell almost anything to. We have another caller, Steve from New York. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us?
Yeah, dude. Like I said, can I tickle your asshole? What
okay. You are now blocked. Okay, crazy people tonight. So basically, if there's any real callers out there who wants to comment and question about the topic tonight, then please feel free.
Yeah, because that's really uncalled for, and it's really unprofessional as well, so.
Yeah, and it's definitely not real hot and fresh. But definitely call us in and let us know, 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. So, Desire, so let me ask you this.
You were saying you know someone for a month and they call you their friend?
Yeah, like people, I mean, I don't know. I think what the problem is, you know, people, they want friends, you know, they want good friends. But
mm-hmm.
I think they rush into things. I think they rush into friendships the same way they rush into relationships, you know. I think it's really hard these days to really have a loyal friend, you know, kind of like what you kind of said earlier about, you know, lovers come and go, and but friends are forever. You know, I know a friend who, you know, whenever she gets into, like, a relationship, just like you said, I never hear from her. But as soon as there's a problem in that relationship, who does she call? And then to me, that's not a real friend. But it's like, you know, whenever you're in a relationship, you don't got time for me. But then whenever you're mad at him or whatever, then you're gonna call me. But now some people will flip the script and be like, well, you know, if she's in a relationship, you know, she don't have time to be calling you like that. But however, you should know that, like, y'all are still friends. Okay, I get it. Okay, but my thing on that would be, I understand that. You know, if you're in a relationship, you know, maybe you're not going to hang or talk to your friends as much. But, like,
mm-hmm.
Just don't cut them off altogether because, just like
exactly.
I said.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's like my friend from California, she would love this phone call. Too bad she's on, you know, West Coast time. But she would still be telling you the same thing. Like, she would go, listen, I may have a boyfriend, I may have a future husband, but my friends are always going to be there. My friends are my family. And
right.
I feel the same way. Like, if I know someone for years and, you know, you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, I mean, I did that to me. I used to bend over backwards when I had a boyfriend, and I would, you know, bend over backwards for my so-called friends in the past, that now that's where the ex-friends, that I would almost ruin my relationship. And then when it came the other way around, flipping the switch, when they had a relationship, they never bent over backwards for me. So I'm like, you know what? I stopped doing that. And it just made me, you know, same thing, be really cautious of who I meet, who I consider a friend, let alone a best friend, let alone a close friend. So I have many, many, many acquaintances, but I have to honestly say, right now I have like 2 friends, possibly 3, but
wow,
that's about it. Like honestly, because I feel like I can't, I don't like fake people, and I can't stand the fact that when people have a loved one or something other, they just drop you. You know what I mean? Maybe when you're married and have kids, again, that's even harder. But you're not even married. You're not even engaged. You're not even living together. You're just on a date with this person, and automatically he or she is your number one, and you don't know nobody, then bye, you know? Either you're in my life for a long time, or you're not. Like, don't play back and forth with me, because I'm not going to tolerate. I'll cut you off in a minute, and because I just don't have time for it, you know? So I never did it to you, so don't do it to me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So.
Exactly. You're keeping it real high and fresh with Z-Fly and Desire. We're about to take a little break and pay some bills, but whenever we come back, we will talk a little bit more about loyal friends and, you know, do people make them loyal too fast? And also after the break, we'll have a selection by Maintain, and that song is called Beautiful Mind, but we will be back. And also we have talking about a little bit of stress. You know, people are really under stress. Yeah, people are really under stress these days. So all of that is coming up after the break. And again, you're keeping it real hot and fresh with the hottest host on the net.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.boundnotgagged.com.
SSBN, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, keeping it real hot and fresh.
Now write your lyrics, maintain, and copyright them. As you know, fake air, blood-sucking rappers invite them. Speaking to fake motherfuckers, don't acknowledge them at all, because deep down they want to see you fall. And keep your real people close, and don't you ever let them go. The ones that got your back, filthy, rich, and dead. Girl, keep the circle tight, loyalty comes first. It's very necessary, your money is secondary. Respect is a must, so is honor and trust, because without it, the scavengers that have you surrounded, and it's a conquer and destroy game. Motherfuckers better understand it when you talk, it's not a paranoid thing, nah, it's a setup. See, the object is to fuck your head up, so every move you make is all messed up. The pimps see well, the money keeps growing, the hoes keep hoeing, and they're not even knowing what's going on. It's colder than the Midwest winter in December. I can't even recall or remember seeing anything colder than this. I get pissed when I go deep into the thought about how wrong this is, and it's just not fair, and most are just not aware. But I stare at the picture, seeing this so clear that it scares me. I won't lie, I get chills up my spine every time I think about how it's real and not fake a bit. It's hard to take this shit. See, knowing so much got me thinking this ain't as sick, but on point, just like the tip of attack. And if I ain't spitting the facts, then I ain't ripping this track. They started pimping me, so I started pimping them back. My dimension is demented, homeboy, and it's as simple as that. See, they don't give a fuck if the way I'm living is whack. That's why I'm giving them hell and never giving them slack. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell them phony rappers in the book to move to the side. They ain't saying shit, and their rhymes tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell them phony rappers in the book to move to the side. They time, soon in the mind. Maintain, get ready, cause you know the jealous one's heavy. You heavy on the haters' minds right now. It's not a dream, it's reality. I hope you tuned in, but keep in mind, the hating is natural. The hater doesn't even know he's hating. It's human to hate. If you can't understand that, then you will get ate up quick. Cut head real good, food on the plate. I'm saying be careful, they study every move that you make. And it's on, you see what happened with the song, Sean. You wrote a clever story, motherfucker. Took you all wrong, see, they don't really understand the work of a genius. So what do? They throw rocks at you like Jesus. So crazy, it's amazing to me how the average person don't know how to take me. Motherfuckers don't want to show love or congratulate me, so they point fingers at me and find reasons to hate me. It makes me want to keep my witty rhymes to myself and hide out. It maybe goes right for somebody else, like some little corny hit for some young rapper to blow. Stay on the low and try to write them in a passionate flow and put some big connects behind them. I just happen to know, but do I really want to do all that? The answer is no. Even though them royalty checks sound nice for real, I can only write to a beat that I can feel. I can only spit a rhyme that comes straight from the soul. Ask me why and I just look at you and say I don't know. I ain't that rapper that you see with an MTV crib. I'm that rapper from the streets that he preparing his kid. Taught him chess at age 3 to put his ass in the gym. It's in my mind, it's not about me, it's all about him. So keep jabbing with the left and follow through with the right. And before you go to bed, say a prayer every night.
Every night. This is Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. That was Beautiful Mind by Maintain. Real quick, before we get back into the show, we just want to let all our callers and listeners know that we are not running a sex line. So if you do call the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show with, you know, inappropriate comments or questions or language, we will block you and you won't get back on the air. So just to let you know that. Oh, and by the way, you're not hurting us. You're only improving us. So thank you. Now, we do have a caller from the 713 area code. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us, caller?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, how are you?
I'm just calling to check y'all out, man. I seen y'all on, so I was trying to see what y'all had going on before y'all went off the air.
Oh, great.
What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston.
Oh, Texas. That's what's up. Okay, so cool. So basically, have you been listening to the topic for tonight?
No, I just called in just now.
Okay, well, basically tonight we're talking about, you know, loyal friends, you know, lovers, you know, the old saying, you know, lovers come and go, but friends are forever. But however, you know, a lot of people, they call people their friends too quickly. Like, for example, earlier I made an example where, you know, sometimes you go to maybe a bar or club and, you know, you might meet people or whatever, you know, they seem cool, y'all exchange numbers, and then within a week, you know, some people are on calling those people, you know, their friends. And, you know, to me, I think that's just, you know, I think sometimes people can call people friends, you know, too fast. And then you have all these people around you that really you don't know anything about them. You know, you don't know if they're negative or positive. People are going to put their best foot forward most of the time anyway. So you don't really know these people. So what do you think about, you know, people calling people friends too quickly? You know, sometimes best friends too quickly. I mean, do you have any people in your life that, you know, maybe you don't know as good, but however you call them a friend? What's your thoughts, questions, or comments?
Well, you know, I look at things different than everybody else, so I can't speak for everybody else when it comes to that. But I will say, you know, it's you know, these days it's more associates than friends. You know what I'm saying? Before you just call somebody your friend. It depends on the situation and who you is. You got money, then you really ain't going to know who your friends really are.
That's true.
That's, you know, a good point.
If you're going through things, then you're not going to have to go through that because you're just about going to know already who's there for you and who's a friend. And then, you know, most friends, if they true, they don't even become under the friend category anymore. They just become family.
That's true. Yeah.
So, if they friends, I guess keep them on the associate tip, you know, and not because, you know, they on the friend level don't mean you could, you know, let them mess over you because
right.
You're looking at friend terms.
No, you make a good point because when I had a car like 5 years ago, everyone wanted to be my friend. Hey, let's go here, Desire. Hey, let's go here. So when they wanted to go clubbing or drinking, of course, I had to be the, you know, designated driver, so I couldn't drink because they wanted to have fun because I was driving. And you know what? I was the only one with a license. So how messed up is that I have a car, I'm driving them to the place, and I'm driving them home, and then I'm going home by myself.
It sounds like everybody was having fun but you.
Exactly. So yeah, I stopped saying, I was like, you know what, if you want to, you know, drive in this car, you either A, have to have a license, or B, you need to, like, put some money to, you know, towards the gas, too, because none of them were even, like, offering money. You know, I'm taking you out, you know, every, like, I would say we'll go out, like, 3 times in a month, and we'll go clubbing or to a bar or whatever. You believe no one offers, hey, you know, Des, here's money for gas, or here, I'll, you know, pay for your parking, nothing. And I had to, like, invoke that. Like, listen, if you're going to come in my car, there are going to be some rules, and they're going to be, you know, so if not, then don't come in my car. And then I was like, you know what? No, I don't want to take my car tonight because I want to drink and I want to have fun. So if you want to go do that, let's all chip in for a cab or something. And I was getting pissed off. So, again, it's just like you said about it really depends on the situation. And it's really frustrating.
Thank you, Carl. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just like, you know, well, so the only thing I can say for that is that you be a true friend.
Hey, but you know what? Whenever you said that, you know, kind of put key people maybe like in an associate type category, some people get offended. You know, some people get offended. I'm serious. I have had people, you know, they like call me friends or whatever, and then I guess you don't supposed to tell them that like you see them as an associate. But, you know, but I do, you know, I just want people to know that, you know, we're not really friends. You know, we're kind of, you know, cool, acquaintance, associate. I don't know, they get offended. Associate, well, you know, what's that? You know, well, I'm not good enough to be a friend. But I only know you for, like, 3 days, so I don't know.
I'm so sorry. It's like you just said, it's kind of like a relationship. You meet a guy, you know, or guy meets a girl meets a guy, got his number. Oh, I'm dating someone. Did he call you? No. How are you dating him? Are we talking? No, he didn't call me. So it's just, I love how they jump to the assumptions of we're this and, like, are we on the same page? Because I didn't even know we were friends. dating.
I think some people, they're too quick to give titles, and then some people, they weigh too heavily on titles. You know, it's like, you know, they got to have a title, okay? Either we're friends or we're nothing, or either we're lovers
or, you know.
So, yeah. But thank you, Carla.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. That's so nice of you to call away from Houston. That's awesome.
No problem.
All right, so be sure to keep it real hot and fresh every Monday.
Yep.
That's what's up, man. Y'all, you know, I seen your friend request before I keep up with the show. But yeah, I check y'all out, man. Y'all be playing music, huh? New music, people.
Yeah,
know,
you know. Actually, what we do is we play our featured artists. So basically, we have like a lot of, you know, new artists who's trying to get, you know, mainstream into the music business. So, you know, we kind of help promote them. We play their music, you know, here and there. So we kind of promote our new artists that we interview and have on the show, you know, because we're all about helping those, you know, make it to the top. So we're going to definitely help them, promote them, and, you know, help them out.
Well, you know, we, our co-hosts on the show, we do similar things. There's a couple of people I know that do similar things. That's why I asked to see what's that, what y'all was doing. That's what's up. Well, you know, I'm gonna send y'all a friend request, man, and if I could follow y'all show or whatever. Just every Mondays?
Yeah, every Monday at 9 PM Eastern Standard Time.
At the moment. Maybe in the future we're gonna have a follow up show, so we're in the works of that maybe in the future, so
we'll never know. So be sure to look us up on Facebook if you have it. / Real Hot Fresh, you'll find us.
Okay. Do you have a link straight? You do have a link off your BTR page?
We do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then All right. I'll do that.
Again, thank you for calling from Houston. You have a great evening.
You too.
Thank
you.
All
right.
Ciao.
All right, y'all.
Okay,
that's
so what's
cool.
This about stress now?
Exactly. So we're definitely going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about stress because, you know what, desire. People are really going crazy. You know, and then whenever I say people are going crazy, I mean they're really going crazy. They're literally going crazy because times are really tough. Situations are very hectic. But if you do not have control over them, the result will be that you will have major stress and you will go crazy. So what we're going to do is we're going to explain, you know, what stress does to the body, and we're going to give you a few tips on how maybe you can relieve it. Basically, you know, we're somewhat coming out of recession. You know, I know, I think Obama said that we are, you know, out of recession, but for a lot of people, I think they still feel it because, you know, it's still somewhat hard to get jobs. And how can I put this? Maybe it's getting a little easier to get jobs, but it's definitely, I think, still difficult to get a career, which basically is what a lot of people, you know, Americans, you know, especially Americans, we kind of work towards. You know, we don't want to just have a job that, like, we work, you know, we want to actually have a career, you know, go to a career job that we enjoy doing. And people are stressed out, basically, you know, because they, you know, it's like you want this, it just kind of, it takes forever. And you know what else I found out, too? Now, I found out that you know, it seems like the government kind of brainwashed people to go to, you know, to make it feel like we have to go to school. Now, what I mean by this, now, I'm not saying, you know, you don't need to go to school. I definitely encourage and promote, you know, going to, you know, going back to college, you know, furthering your education. But
definitely,
it just seemed like, yeah, it just seemed like the government, though, it kind of uses it to feel like, well, you know, you need to go to college. You know, you got to go to college in order to get this job, and in order to have this lifestyle, in order to have this much money, you know, and then that's how people are, you know. It's kind of like for some people, it's not going to college because you want to. It's going to college because you feel like, well, gosh, I got to go to college, because if I don't, I'm going to be a nobody. You know, I'm going to have no job. Because, you know, nowadays, whenever you look in the paper or whatever, you see, like, jobs saying, okay, well, you got to have this degree, you know, to get this job. Or, and then it's kind of sad. In a way, it's kind of sad because there may be some people who don't have a bachelor or associate degree. However, they don't make them stupid. You know, they could possibly do that job, but just because they don't have a certain degree, you know, this company or job feels like, oh, well, they're not qualified. But, well, I've noticed that a lot of jobs, they are getting out of the habit of training people. You know, I guess they're looking at colleges, universities, to train the people. So whenever they get out of these universities and colleges, they go straight into this job. And I don't think that's fair for everybody.
It's not. I was going to say two things. One, I've met people that actually go to college and say they go for financing, and when they get out of college and they graduate, they're doing something totally different. They're doing not financing.
Yeah.
And then I realize it's not what you know, it's who you know. Because honestly, it's happened to me. I've been in fields that I had no experience in because I knew someone and I got networking, I got the job, and they trained me. So, you know, I was in like Flynn, you know? So it's like, you know, it's true. It's what you said. It's hard. And that's why, too, I want to talk about politics the next time around, because I have a lot to say about, you know, the economy right now and presidential status and stuff, because it's so sad how it is going. So as for stress, I'm the queen of that because I went through that like 2 years in a row. And then I actually, even before that, and it makes you go crazy. And for me, no, it did. For me, the side effects were I was fainting. I was losing weight. You know, I would have panic attacks. I would have anxiety attacks. My chest would tighten up. You know, I couldn't breathe. I would cry. You know, I make myself worse. And it turns out that how I reduced my stress was that I went to meditation. I went to a meditation class, and it taught me how to reduce my stress. And let me tell you, since 2 years ago, I am not the same person. I no longer have stress anymore. And when I do, I concentrate on my breathing. And also, what's a good helpful is write it out. You know, you're stressed out, write it on paper. And right after, you can either keep it and put it to the side, or you can rip it up and shred it or burn it and say, okay, I'm done. This is what happened to me, and now I'm done with it. I'm not going to look back at it anymore. And the third thing you could do is yoga, you know, again. And, you know, another thing is, you know, talk to a friend. Talk to someone. It helps to relieve it. You know, go to a gym, you know, go to a gym.
Ooh.
punching bags, you know, lifting weights, that all reduces stress. So that's my thing. Listen to relaxing music like Enigma. If you don't know what that is, look it up. Just some relaxing music. You know, some people like the water, hearing of the water sound, stuff like that. So that's my tips how to reduce it. So what about you?
I just want to highlight two things that you said. I guess for guys, I don't know why it's stupid, but a lot of guys have problems, talking things out. So if you are one of those guys that, you have problems talking things out, go to a gym, not like she said, punch it out, kickbox it out, whatever, weight lift it out, but get it out. Don't hold it in. A lot of guys want to hold stuff in, and then, then you go do something stupid, because you hold it in, some guys go commit crimes. Don't do that. Just go to the gym, fine. Also, we got to think about everybody. So if you don't have, money to get into a gym, then,
Walk it off. Take a walk, take a run, take a jog.
Yeah, take a jog, get on your scooter. Scooters are cheap. These are a skateboard. Come on.
Go on your bicycle. It's not a laughing matter. It really, stress can kill you. And I have to say, like I said, being someone who went through this for years, I went through this with an ex. I went through this with my family. Not having a job, I went through this. So anything that you think that, you went through, I went through it 10 times worse.
Sure.
And it's not even funny. And, luckily I had people that wanted to listen to me. Oh, and another thing, which a lot of people probably are ashamed or God forbid don't want to do, but you want to know it could be helpful, go to therapy. Mm. Go to group therapy, go to therapy.
Don't be too proud to go to therapy. Yeah.
Honestly, there's nothing wrong with that. People are ashamed about it. They don't want to do it. There's nothing wrong with it because you want to know something. It helps. Talk it out.
Yes, talking your problems out really helps. I mean, if you have, hopefully you have somebody, at least one person that you trust and you can talk to, that person. If not, talk to yourself in the mirror. Just get it out. We have a call. Call, keeping it right on first. Can you hear us?
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm calling. I'm having a lot of issues in New York. I don't know if you know, but New York got a lot of bed bugs. You know that?
Bed bugs? Yes, New York. Yeah, bed bugs. Yeah, New York does have a lot of bed bugs. It's been on the radio.
Bed bugs.
Yeah, I'm being eaten alive in my bed. These bed bugs, they're hard to kill. They're hard.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
what does it have to do with the subject we're talking about? No offense.
Have you tried Raid?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the bed bug show. I'm sorry.
No, this isn't the bed bug show. This is a stress show, how to relieve stress.
Stress.
Yeah, but the bed bug is causing a lot of stress. Like, what did the
bug
mean? My balls? My balls itch.
Never get married.
What is going on tonight?
I don't know, but change your mattress. You go buy a new mattress. Yeah, get out that money. You go buy a new mattress because them bed bugs, they're not going to get out unless you burn the mattress, and then you have no mattress.
Oh,
so.
My God. I don't got no money right now. I'm trying to work hard, and it's hard,
Home throat.
Well, I would definitely sleep at someone's house.
I would definitely
house to go somewhere.
I would definitely spray the mattress down. There's actually,
Can I come to one of you guys' houses and I stay for a bit? I sleep on the floor. I got no problem sleeping on the floor.
No, we have no floor.
I don't allow strangers. I don't talk to strangers. Sorry.
Can't do that.
I sleep in the bathroom. I won't bother you. I sleep in the bathroom. I don't bother you.
No, you can
I think we need to end this call.
Yeah, but thank you for keeping it raw and fresh. Thank you for keeping it raw and fresh. Yeah. All right, everybody.
So, today is a full moon. Today
it, it,
is, um,
it, it, It's a full moon. It's a full everything. We want to say.
What are we going to say about stress? Where we continue saying about stress?
I was going to say, you know, just talk it out. You know, definitely talk about stress. Don't hold it in. When you hold it in, then you're going to, you're liable to do all kinds of things that are not good. So talk it out, relieve it, or just meditate. Talk to God. You know, if you're religious, talk to God.
Pray. Oh, yes. The number one thing, pray. It helped me. It will help everybody else. A lot of people, you know, maybe you're atheist or whatever, but start praying. Listen to Joel Osteen. Read a spiritual book. Read a, you know, Can Work on Yourself book. Let me tell you, those help. They help. And Deepak Chopra, he's great. You know, go on YouTube, look at it, pray. Best thing to do. But we need to, unfortunately, get to 10 Ways to Ghetto because it is now 7 minutes to 10. So, yes,
we do. And we just want to go ahead and thank everybody for listening tonight. And, you know, we even want to thank everybody who called tonight, even the little, the unprofessional people. We thank you for calling, too, because, you know, even though you're talking crazy, that means you're listening. So we want to thank everybody for listening. You know, I'll definitely keep it real hot and fresh every Monday with us. Miss Jewel, she will be back with us very soon. So if you are a Miss Jewel fan, she'll be back with us very soon. So definitely look out for her. And, yeah, Miss Desire is right. Also, my final thoughts for the show would be definitely when it comes to stress, don't hold it in. Don't commit crime to relieve it.
No,
you know, talk.
No.
You know, talk, meditate, just talk to yourself. If you have anybody to talk to, talk to yourself. I see people talking to themselves all the time. You know, people think they're crazy. I'm serious, people think they're crazy, but, you know, maybe that's their way of relieving their stress. And as far as the loyal friends, just be careful on who you call your friend, you know, because everybody's not your friend. I don't care
how nice and
sweet they seem at first. Everybody's not your friend. But that's my final thoughts. Ms. Desire, what's your final thoughts?
Again, you know, just like I said, be careful what you say to anyone. You know, don't jump into, you know, rushing to meet friends either. You know, it takes time to build a friendship. It's a foundation. It's two people getting to know each other. And as for stress, you know, write it out and pray. You know, like I said, and go to the gym. You know, and write it out. Write it out is the best thing to do. And it's cheap. 99 cents. Get a pen. 99 cents. Get a book. $2. There you go. Stress free.
That's what it is. All right, y'all. Time for 10 ways you know you ghetto, and then we shut this thing down. Here we go. Number 10, you know you ghetto if you drink unfrozen popsicles in the summertime. Mm-mm. you know how you do. You don't say, like, you get the little Kool-Aid, you freeze it up, and then you want to sit out in the sun and drink it. I mean, you know, stupid. Number 9. I don't. Number 9, you know you ghetto if instead of using fitting rooms, you try clothes on right there in the store. I see people do it all the time. I'm like,
oh my God,
yeah.
Me too, I've seen that.
They're taking their clothes off in the store. I'm like, why don't you just go to the fitting room? You know, they're trying to show off. They such a show off, you know. Number 8, why is your grandma wearing purple socks without shoes in public? I mean, why is she doing that?
Oh my God.
Put on some Crocs. Number 7, you know you and your family ghetto if the cars are home, a stranger knocks on the door, and you all just sit there on the couch. Have you ever been to somebody's house? I mean, all the cars are in the driveway, and you know they're home, but they answer the door. I don't like the number 6. You know you ghetto if you keep jugs of water in the trunk in case your engine gets too hot.
Oh, jeez.
No, you got a hoopty. Number 5, you know you ghetto if you get a takeout box yourself after the waitress says takeout isn't allowed. You know, a lot of people try to do that at buffets. You cannot get a takeout box at buffets, people. For all you people who trying to get, you know what I'm saying, that box, you can't do that. I try to do it myself, and they got me. Number 4, you know you ghetto if you cook dinner at 1 a.m.,
Oh my gosh.
That's after you've been smoking at 2020. Number 3, you know you ghetto if you're in court as the defendant and the plaintiff is your grandma. Mm-mm.
Oh god.
Okay. Number 2, you know you ghetto if you fill up the diaper bag with chicken wings at the Chinese buffet.
And the number and one reason you're ghetto, drum roll, please.
Drum roll. You know you're ghetto if you take advantage of no payments till 2013 because the world will end in 2012. That is ghetto.
That's so ghetto.
That's so stupid. All right, there were your 10 ways you know you're ghetto for tonight. And next Monday, we will have another hot topic for you. So definitely tune in. Definitely call in. Look us up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/realhotfresh. And also on MySpace and Twitter as well. Be sure to follow us. We have a lot of events coming up that we will be hosting live, so you don't want to miss us in person. So be sure to check us out on our Facebook and our other social networks. We're out of here. We're going to leave you with Basic, which is Beethoven. Peace.
Ciao for now.